My name's A.J. Woodyard. I'm Technical Crop Production Specialist. I've been with BSF for a little over 5 years now. A little over a year of that has been spent in my new role where I manage our high-yield corn and soybean production strategies across the U.S. And so I'm going to share some of the details in this advanced acre concept with you for the next few minutes and kind of set things up for the grower discussion that we'll lead into after I finish. And, you know, I think we all know that it takes a lot of different factors and things to manage for yield in both our corn and soybean systems. And so there are a lot of steps in that process and a lot of things we've got to do right in order to manage for yield. And I've got a few of the things up here keyed in across this circle here. But within each of those, there are steps that we have to do correctly in order to maximize our yield. And so we may get steps 9, 10, and 11 right, but if we've messed up in step 2 or 3, that's going to set us back for the rest of the year. So I think of it like for the guys in the room, if you go on a vacation with your wife and you get to unpacking your bags at your location and all of a sudden you find she doesn't have her makeup bag or, God forbid, she forgot her hair straightener, that just ruins the rest of the vacation. We screwed up on an early step in that process and it messed up the rest of our vacation. And so it's very similar with crop production in that we've got to get those early steps right, and for success all must work. And I'm going to focus for the 15 minutes that we've got here really on how plant health and crop protection fit into that and how those components work in this advanced acre concept. And really, it's all about the mindset. And you can look at the two fields up on the screen here, and these are actually two fields I visited earlier this year, right across the road from each other. And it becomes pretty evident in a hurry the differences in the mindset and the attitude that we go into the field with growers that, you know, stationed right next to each other. And so you look at producer number one, and in this particular instance, there's a clear difference from what we see on the right-hand side of the page. And anybody remember Allen Iverson, basketball player, and played for Georgetown, and he played in the NBA. See several hands raising up. Allen Iverson was a great basketball player, won an MVP award. He never won an NBA championship. Great individual player. One of the things that you guys might remember Allen Iverson that he was famous for was an interview that was held after his coach, Larry Brown, called him out for not showing up to practice on time and not executing in practice like he should in a game. And so, you know, famously, Allen Iverson responded with, "Practice? What, are we really talking about practice? Practice?" And but I think, you know, you look at this situation with producer number one, it's really about practicing what we preach and putting that plan into place to maximize yield. And so you see this scenario where we have no soil residual, late planted soybeans, wide row spacing, no seed treatment. I'm pretty sure that those water hemp that are emerging in between those rows and coming up with the beans are not going to be good for yield in the long run. And so you compare that to producer number two. You know, I liken this to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was spent, obviously, quite a good career in the NBA, but he always executed in practice like he would execute in a game. It was always about perfect execution, no matter what he was doing. What did that lead to? Well, several MVP awards and 6 NBA championships. And so you look at the execution that comes into play here and setting ourselves up for high yield. In this case, we're putting a soil residual down. We're planting soybeans earlier. We're using narrower row spacings, seed treatments, and Vault HP. And then this producer ultimately also used a plant health application of Preaxorin Fastac later in the year. Now we've taken the steps to maximize yield potential on that farm. And so that's really what the advanced acre approach is all about. And that mindset ultimately is rewarded with yield. So, you know, we look at this example. This is actually some research that I conducted at our research site in Illinois. And you can look at kind of the normal management system, good yields in this system from this past year, and then where we used an advanced management system, where in this case we looked at multiple applications of Preaxor and Fastac, a plant health application, really looking at keeping that plant alive as long as possible and helping it mitigate stresses. So keeping it healthy, building the factory, and then on top of that, we add additional nutrition to really feed that factory, and then ultimately see the maximizing in yield, and the yield increases from that advanced approach. So what I'm going to do is kind of stepwise work through some of the pieces of this advanced acre. You'll hear a lot of these pieces come out in your conversations with the growers, so I'll just kind of set the stage for that. First, I want to touch a little bit on advanced seed enhancements and the importance of getting that plant and that crop off to a good start in the season. Advanced weed control, you know, we could talk all day about the weed issues that are going on across the U.S. We'll spend just a couple of slides here talking about the importance of weed control again and weed management. Advanced plant health, again, this is really all about keeping that plant healthy, allowing it to maximize grain fill, maximize yield, let it live its full life. And then finally, an area that I'll coin beyond crop production or crop protection. And we won't spend a lot of time here today, but I will tell you that there's a huge investment by BSF to look at new innovations and new products that are outside of our traditional crop protection arena. So in this area, we're looking at new products in nutrient management, new products in water management, and some other areas as well. Obviously, very critical to crop growth, but very different from where BSF has been involved in the past. So a lot of effort being put in there. I'm going to start by beginning with the advanced seed enhancement area and really the importance of getting that crop off to an early establishment with the seed treatment and Vault HP biological inoculant. And, you know, the importance of early season establishment, I don't think can be overstated. Again, this is one of those steps one or two that we've got to get right in order for things to work later on in the year. And it's clearly critical for establishing that uniform stand, protecting ourselves against early season diseases and insects. You look at a little bit of data here. This was two different planting dates and basically no seed treatment compared to a full seed treatment. You can see the differences in final planting populations and the difference in yield as well from utilizing that seed treatment system. And I think these technologies have also allowed us the flexibility to do other things like plant earlier. And we know planting date is very important for maximizing yield or optimizing planting date. These technologies have allowed us to do that in colder soils and in more challenging conditions. Just got a little economic slide, and I have gotten this information and data from one of my good friends, Dr. Sean Conley at the University of Wisconsin. And what he did was break down the economics of seed treatment, really the probability of breaking even by using a seed treatment at various soybean prices. And so, you know, where we're sitting at today, we've had a nice little rebound, maybe moving up above $11 soybeans. So if we look at this, in this case, a grain sale price of $12 per bushel, three different yield levels, 40, 60, or 80 bushel soybeans, and what was the potential for that paying off? And you can see here, you know, I'm not much of a gambler myself, but if you give me the odds and send me to Vegas that 9 out of 10 times I'm going to make money on an investment of a seed treatment, I'm going to say that's a pretty good bet. And in this case, you know, you can see the value of that seed treatment at today's grain prices. So moving on now, we've kind of talked about the importance of establishment now and getting things right in that establishment phase. Now weed control. Weed control is obviously a critical portion of managing for yield. And yeah, I always had the same reaction when these pictures came up. I would laugh at these things. And Matt Miles, who you'll speak with a little bit later down in Arkansas, I used to think this was an Arkansas problem. We used to laugh at those guys, say, ha-ha, up in the northern Corn Belt, this will never be our issue. But this picture was actually taken in my backyard in central Illinois this year. And so first time I had seen a hoe crew out hacking out glyphosate-resistant weeds, these guys look like, I think they like the opportunity. It's a little bit cooler up in Illinois than down in Arkansas. But certainly that's not going to help us manage for yield. And so we know that these things are changing. Glyphosate resistance continues to increase. Even though we harp on this year after year after year, we still don't always see our practices changing. And so we see this map of glyphosate resistance continue to increase every year. Weeds never provide more yield, and so that's no surprise, but we've got to manage weeds if we have any expectation for managing for maximum yields. And so I think where we've gotten to now is we really have to look at being proactive, and it's happened already in the South. It's starting to happen more frequently now in the Midwest, but there's still a lot of situations out there where we're in more of a reactive state, and as you drive around, you see as well as I do, the weeds sticking out of the field or the crop canopies at the end of the season, and that's something that we continue to challenge to be more proactive in managing that. And so if you look at BSF and the solutions they offer in that area of advanced weed control, I look at this list of products here, and I've been on with BSF for 5 years, and over half of those products have been launched within that time that I've been here. And so I think that's a real testament to the innovation BSF has brought to the marketplace, in the most sites of action in the industry today. And one thing that makes me really proud to work with BSF is the fact that they continue to develop new chemistry. There's new things coming down the pipeline, and it's really always about finding solutions that will actually provide value to the grower. New products, we're not trying to recycle old chemistry. It's new things that bring value to the customer. You look at what's available to us today in the marketplace, there's really 12 critical sites of action that we have available in corn and soybeans. So you think about that, 12 tools in our weed management toolbox to build that house. And it's very important at this point that we protect those 12 tools, because there's not a lot of new things on the horizon right now in terms of new active ingredients. So we have to protect these tools. And so that's where we look at really putting together a comprehensive program now, utilizing multiple effective sites of action across our crops. And I know you will hear that echoed again and again by the growers and how they're changing their programs to try to protect what tools we have left in the toolbox. So just kind of summarize advanced weed control. I look at points number one and two, and I tend to think, you know, these two points are pretty obvious. When I think about putting together a good weed control program, it's probably going to provide me better weed control, and in the long run, it's probably going to give me higher yields. Those two points make a lot of sense to me. I think these are the ones we have to continue to monitor as we move forward. I'll give you a personal example. In our farm in East Central Illinois this year, we actually had a surprise come up for us. We had picked up some new acres, and it was a field that we knew had a history of water hemp. In our area, we really only had water hemp for the last 3 or 4 years. And actually, it bordered a field that had really been poorly managed in the past several years, and so it had really had a water hemp issue. And so we put a strong residual program out on this new farm, not really being familiar with it, came out with our post program, and I went up to the corner of that field bordering that disaster farm, and I saw some things I didn't like. I saw some water hemp plants that had survived post applications. So I pulled samples, sent them to the university, and got the results back and found out that in that corner of the field, we had populations of water hemp resistant to three different modes of action, ALS, glyphosate, PPO. And so you talk about a shock and a surprise when you go from really never having water hemp on your farm, going from that being zero all the way up to three different sites of action resistant in one shot. And so I think those are the things that we're going to continue to see as this evolution continues and as this spread continues to move further north. There's going to be surprises. So that's it's going to require us to really incorporate those different tools, whether it be chemical, or maybe it's going to be the old field cultivator or the weed hook. I'm what they call the Roundup baby, so I wasn't really born with a weed hook in my hand, and I was really hoping that it would skip from granddad down to grandkids and just miss me, but it looks like unfortunately that's our generation. This is a problem that we're dealing with now too. As we move forward now from advanced weed control, talk just a minute about advanced plant health. I look at this area, and I really think from a grower perspective, what we've seen is this really helps us to mitigate against a lot of the different conditions we face in a season. So whether it be cool and wet, a season where we have heavy disease pressure, whether it be a season where we've got some heat and some drought, we're trying to manage against those stresses and promote the best growth efficiency that we can. And so I look at these three pillars. Obviously, disease control is extremely important. You know, in many conditions, we want to see improved growth efficiency through maximizing photosynthesis from these advanced plant health applications. And in addition to that, protecting ourselves against the stresses and the wild weather extremes. You know, I was excited to come to San Antonio for some warm weather. It was kind of nice yesterday, and then this cold weather chased me down here again today. So we just, those of us from the north, we can't escape it. But we know we've got to manage against those stresses. And, you know, you look at the effort we put into evaluating and understanding these fungicide chemistries and how they can help growers. BSF has put a lot of effort into on-farm research, over 7,000 trials and 1 million acres of research. So a lot of time spent trying to understand how these products best work and how they best fit on growers' operations. And you can see the accumulation of data that's come out of that, seeing the corn increases of on average 12 to 17 bushels, soybean 4 to 8, wheat 6 to 10. So a lot of time and effort put into how do we maximize the use of these products and make them best available for our growers. You know, but the one that really jumps out at me is this one right here, and that's the on-farm use. And, you know, growers aren't going to use technology that doesn't work. And so when I see in a product that's been on the market less than 10 years or a portfolio that's been on the market for that period of time and over 200 million acres of adoption, that tells me this stuff is bringing value to our growers. And they're seeing value in it and continuing to use it on their farms and in their operations. And again, I think you'll hear more of that when you speak to the growers in a bit. So just a summary of advanced plant health here. You know, three big things that we're really looking for with these products and these applications is unmatched disease control from the BSF portfolio, larger roots and bigger stalks. I don't know any grower that doesn't like a nice root system or a big, strong stalk late in the year. And then, obviously, we're looking to maximize that plant, maximize photosynthesis, maximize grain fill to provide the most yield that we can. Just the last couple of slides, and then I'm going to move us over to the growers. I'm going to summarize some field trial results that really put this whole advanced acre approach into perspective. 4 years of research here, both in corn and soybeans. And so I'm going to start with some soybean data, and really I'll walk you through this quickly. What we're looking at is on the far left-hand side, kind of that traditional glyphosate 2,4-D followed by glyphosate post-program, or for those conventional till people, kind of that two-shot of glyphosate. And now you see the stair-step effect of this advanced acre approach in some of these buckets that we talked about. The benefit of a residual herbicide, the benefit of then stacking a fungicide to that herbicide, and then ultimately the insecticide into that package as well for the complete protection. And you see the yield benefit from employing that advanced acre approach. And that investment really equals profit for the grower. So for every dollar spent, $2.35 as a return on that investment, and that grower is seeing an additional profit of over $40 an acre. So a lot of opportunity to see additional profit from incorporating this concept. And when you look at advanced acre on corn now for 4 years of research, start on the far left-hand side again with kind of the basic glyphosate post program, we're really trying to get away from that, and you can clearly see why we're trying to get away from that, the big value to a residual herbicide application pre-emergence in corn. But as we continue to step forward here, this third bar shows the value of an enhanced residual program. So looking at getting better pre-emergence activity out of Verdict herbicide that gives us a better broadleaf and grass residual. So you can see an additional benefit to using an enhanced pre-emergence product. And then finally stacking on top of that again, that headline amp application for plant health in that post-tassel application. And what does that mean for the grower? If you look at kind of this old traditional total post-glyphosate, there's a bunch of profit being left out on the table, over $100 an acre from incorporating the system in the program. For those guys that are running a traditional premix on that acre, you know, there's still a great opportunity to enhancing that residual with a better product and then providing the plant health on the backside to the tune of over $40 in additional profit on that acre. So kind of in closing here, you know, as we talked about, there are a lot of different factors at play in managing in a high-yield system. And so to maximize yield, we've got to get a lot of different steps and a lot of things right throughout the year. And yes, you'll hear a lot about developing a plan for max yield from the growers, but I think one of the big takeaways that I've gotten from speaking with these guys is they are utilizing all the best tools available to reach their goals. They are continuing to incorporate new innovations, and they'll talk about some of those new innovations in a bit. But really, where they are at today, it's a proactive approach and a planned approach, and again, that mindset that I'm going to set myself up for success with the management strategies that I employ.